Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, How Do You Terminate a Tenant on the Grounds That There Are Significant Renovations or Repairs? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, the 10th of July, 2025.
New change to the new residential tenancy legislation. So the final pieces of the reforms actually came into effect on the 19th of May, and I think anybody who works in property management or sales in New South Wales is pretty aware of that. They have made one minor change, although it's kind of got a little bit of a major effect. So it's when you're giving a termination notice to a tenant and your reasoning for that is that there will be significant renovations or repairs to the premises. Previously, there was a requirement in the evidence that you provided with that termination notice to have a whole lot of evidence about when it was going to start and the invoices and the contracts with builders and tradies and everything. So what it's changed to now is that a landlord must, when giving a termination notice for the reason of significant renovations or repairs to the premises, provide the tenant with, and the only thing they need to do is a written statement from the landlord that's signed and dated by the landlord, and it explains why the renovations or repairs are significant and explains why the property must be vacant for the works to be carried out properly and states the proposed commencement date of the works. So that's the change. So no further evidence is required for that other than the statement from the landlord. Remembering that if the tenant is on a periodic agreement, then it's 90 days notice. For short-term agreements, so that's 60 days notice, but the termination date obviously can't be before the end of the fixed term. And for any other type of fixed term, so over your 60 days, sorry, over your 6 months, it's a 90-day notice. With a termination date, again, cannot be before the end of the fixed term. So, as I said, minor change, major impact into how you issue your termination notice and the evidence that you are giving along with that.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.